Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Lions do all these like little video pieces of content that find their way onto social media. Mm-hmm. And Kirby Joseph does something called Milk and Cookies.
Okay. I love Milk and Cookies.
And they have like kids on and players on and they have fun. And this came up and went viral. He asked the kid about cartoons. And I think there's a conversation we need to have. Are kids not watching cartoons anymore?
Teddy does.
I think so. I think cartoons have changed. Like, we're not watching Bugs Bunny and Looney Tunes, but they're watching Bluey. That's a cartoon.
Sure.
I mean, they're watching forms of cartoons. Yeah, I think cartoons are still a thing.
Mickey Mouse Clubhouse is a cartoon. And I have to sing that song every day.
But I do think the way
we're...
Could
you do it for us right now?
No.
What Come song inside, is it? It's fun inside. How about that, Jim?
Yes.
Like, I don't know. It's
Why
obvious.
Are those the words you picked?
Yeah, please don't.
Isn't there a diggity dog that could have been chosen?
Oh, no.
Uh-huh. I agree with that clip.
Well, you guys tell me. I don't have kids. Are kids watching cartoons?
Yes.
Because this kid goes, the one without ads? He doesn't know any of the cartoons?
Right. I mean,
is he an iPad kid? Are people just handing their kid the iPad and going, here's YouTube. Here's the world.
But I do think the way we're watching cartoons is different. Like when I was a kid, it was like, oh, we're going to wake up on the weekend and we're watching Sunday morning cartoons, right? Like you go to the TV and that's what you're watching.
Yeah, Tom and Jerry is there.
Now,
Bugs Bunny.
It was like an appointment watching. Things are not like that anymore where kids can now, they can go to YouTube and watch a cartoon, but they can also watch a whole lot of other things on YouTube as well.
A whole lot of other stupid stuff.
Yeah. But I do think my kids still see cartoons.
Yeah.
What cartoons are the favorites?
Well, we watch Bluey sometimes. We also watch, it's all random. Like they just pick things they see. There's an Eleanor Wonders Why we watch sometimes.
Yeah.
We do mainly movies, but those are cartoons. Like Disney movies, those are cartoons, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Dora the Explorer. She's always screaming at you, but yes.
We don't watch a lot of TV at home. So I don't have a list, but what we're watching is all cartoon. They're not watching humans yet.
No, Paw Patrol.
Sure.
It's right there.
Sure.
And I mean...
Peppa Pig. Right?
My kids.
Caillou?
Peppa Pig. No. Mm-mm. No Caillou.
What's the deal with Caillou? We don't like Caillou?
I don't know. We haven't had that one.
That was your favorite, probably.
I've never seen this show. What is Caillou?
Caillou's a fussy, whiny baby that you want to punch.
And it's Canadian.
Caillou's the worst.
Yeah, there's punching
If you were going to punch a baby, it'd be cats. Caillou.
All right, then. Strong feelings about Caillou. I've never heard you be that aggressive
She's
about
anything.
She's got
triggers.
Yeah. Hmm. Well, we'll hear from some people on this because Kirby Joseph was stunned. We played the clip for him. He's like, what do you mean?
Well, what were your favorite cartoons?
Oh, I watched cartoons as a kid. I was a SpongeBob kid.
Yeah, you were a little you're younger than us, Nickelodeon. But like,
but also
Animaniacs.
I saw Tom and Jerry, Scooby-Doo, some of the old ones.
Bobby's World,
Scooby-Doo,
Pinky and the Brain.
They got new versions of Scooby-Doo.
Loved Scooby-Doo.
Oh, yeah, I like Scooby-Doo too.
Yeah.
They had all kinds of iterations too. They did like a pup named Scooby-Doo.
Yeah. So yeah, I mean, I every kid that I know, all five of them that I've had, have been big fans of cartoons.
Yeah.
So I understand YouTube is maybe that's where he goes to watch his cartoons.
He doesn't consider what he watches cartoons.
He might not be. I mean, we also watch really strange videos. My kids pick out these videos. They like these color changing Hot Wheels cars and they watch videos of like a grown person showing how the Hot Wheels cars change color when you put them in warm water. Like there's weird, you can watch
anything
on YouTube. And my kids enjoy those weird shows too.
See, because like with linear TV, like it was programmed. It was scheduled and there was appointments and you watch this and then the next one came on and the next one.
Yeah. And then now, with the invention of cable, they have channels that are dedicated to cartoons.
Yes.
And now they're not even using TV at all.
Well, no, but
some. I'm not painting with the broad brush, but this kid, I wonder if it's a broader conversation, like if other parents have noticed or their kids just aren't into the cartoons.
I don't know
They're
how.
Watching different like, stuff. What are your kids
that's
watching?
That's all the programming for kids. Like, you're not going to turn on a like quote-unquote human show with live actors.
Right.
Like, when they get to a certain age at, you know, 5, 6, 7, and then they want to watch, you know, younger versions of human shows. It's basically kid actors. They'll watch those shows.
I think our like Teddy and Emily are not ready.
No.
I mean, they can, but they don't enjoy them as much as a cartoon. Like, we just go to, like, the Disney app.
Sure.
And I mean, all of those. Then they look through all the pictures and they pick out a movie and that's what they watch.
Are we not counting Frozen or Moana or
Cars.
Toy Story?
Exactly. Those weren't there when I was a kid. There's very few animated movies.
What?
Yeah.
Get out of here.
No, yeah, I got to agree with him. I don't know that. Yeah, I mean, okay, so
there's so many. Toy Story changed everything. Well, guess what? I was an adult when Toy Story came out.
I mean, when did Bambi come out? Like, Disney movies have been around for a long time.
Bambi, but
they weren't very good either, Heather.
But I want to draw a distinction.
You didn't have a place
to
watch
Little Mermaid was my jam. Like, it was the best animated movie ever.
What year did Little Mermaid come out?
I'm a man.
I know, but there were around. Like, there was animated movies. Right?
The original so many Little more Mermaid now, though. Came out in 89.
Some of the more 89. Okay, so
yeah. That's why it was
I was
my
in
jam.
Middle school. Yeah.
I can't picture middle school John getting to the theater to see Little Mermaid.
No.
Some of the biggest some of the biggest grossing movies these days are animated movies, and there's usually 3 to 4 of them every year.
But to Heather's point, like the original Cinderella came out in 1950. Disney's been doing movies for a long time, but I almost think there's a distinction in going and seeing a Disney movie versus cartoons.
I do too.
There is, I mean, an animated movie versus a quote-unquote short.
20 minutes.
Or not even that, but like most of the cartoons were, you know, I mean, like if you go to like the Bugs Bunny, it would be like a 3 or 4 minute reel, and then the next Bugs Bunny would come up. They'd tell you a little story, and, you know, he'd, you know, chase around, whatever, and, you know, and Elmer Fudd, and then they'd come to a different one.
I do think kids are stopping watching cartoons earlier, too, now. Like, I think by 9 or 10, they start moving to YouTube.
Oh, no.
Yes.
Or movies that, like, Teddy loves, he loves Star Wars. He loves Indiana Jones. The Sandlot, you know, like there are actual human movies that he will watch. I call them human movies. I don't know what else to call them.
With real life actors.
Yes. Real life actors. Yes. Human movies.
Star Wars is not a human movie. It's an alien movie.
Well, the other thing here too is
humans
just,
in it.
It's options.
Yes. Those are not the droids we're looking
for.
There
was no Mr. Beast when I was a kid.
Well, true. I mean,
Darman.
You weren't going online as a kid. Like, there was the internet access wasn't there.
So yeah, stuff was only televised.
Bill Nye the Science Guy was not yet the Bill Nye the Science Guy.
Oh, see, Bill Nye was great. When we were in school, they'd wheel in that TV.
Yes, with the VHS player.
But again, you're 20 years younger.
Yeah, you're right. It's different era. By the way, we have a ton of texts and phone calls on this. I think some of the funniest responses on this Caillou stuff. Texter says, Caillou is not allowed in my house. I would punt Caillou across a football field, and Daniel Tiger is a close second. Who is Daniel Tiger?
Oh, Daniel Tiger is pretty big right now. My kids don't like Daniel Tiger, the show, but we have books, and they like the Daniel Tiger books. But he's all right.
I don't even know that one.
You don't? Yeah.
No.
Couldn't agree more. Caillou is a whiny little bitch. People hate this cartoon.
There you go. I'm not alone.
So, phone calls, ticket texts, Kirby Joseph couldn't believe this kid didn't know what cartoons were. Yep. Is this a thing? What's going on? Kids not watching cartoons anymore? Yeah, no Hey Arnold, no SpongeBob, Rocket Power, Dexter's Lab. I watched these shows.
Bob the Builder?
Yeah, there you go.
Bob the Builder.
You don't like Bob?
Well, it was after my time. I mean, I know who he is, but I never watched it.
Oh, Brooks is going to love Bob the Builder.
You think? I don't know if he's ever
he's going to want a tubel.
I don't think he's ever going to see Bob the Builder.
Why?
Because it's not modern. I don't know. I mean, I have to show it to him, and it wasn't in my wheelhouse as a kid, so I don't think it's one I'll
Yeah, but
show
you got to show him some boy ones. You can't just always watch Dora. And
I know, unfortunately, he is watching a lot of the Cinderella's and Snow White.
Sister watches,
Emily
yeah.
gets uh-huh. the pick, usually. Yeah. He just started getting into Thomas. He loves
Trains. Thomas the Train.
Yeah, we watch that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We always go to the Henry Ford when they have the Thomas the Train.
Yes. We got to take a ride
on Thomas.
Yeah.
Yep.
Tech says, my nephew only watches Minecraft and Roblox videos. Hasn't watched cartoons since he was a toddler.
Oh,
I like cartoons. I'm classified as a child, but I do like a good cartoon.
Yeah, what are some of the ones you watch right now?
Well, I still watch the classics, like, you know, Bugs Bunny, the Tasmanian Devil, like all of these things. Like it just kind of takes you back for a few moments that I sit there and watch it every day. I don't want it to interrupt my John Wayne time, but you know, there are times where you just sit down and you just need mindless TV and it's entertaining.
But this is a trend. Another tech says, you're right. At 8 or 9, they start watching people on YouTube open toys and packages. Weird stuff like that.
Oh, it doesn't even take till 8 or 9. I mean, like Teddy will navigate through. They have the YouTube Kids, and he'll navigate through that. And all of a sudden, we're like, what in the heck is he watching? Because you hear adult, grown-up voices, not, you know, cartoon voices.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know
fans.
Why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
And nobody likes Caillou. So we got more of those texts coming in. John in Grosse Pointe, you got thoughts on the cartoons?
I do. I just wanted to say that in my house, we definitely watch one cartoon for sure, and that's Bluey. I feel like that's got to be one of the best kids shows ever made. I mean, me and my wife, we even get into it. It's one of those shows that you can literally sit down, even as an adult, and be like, oh, man, this is, you can learn something about like parenting and kids are learning. It's really good show all around, I'd say.
I agree with you. I think Blue is a great show.
I don't know that I've ever seen that one.
Oh, really? I'm surprised that you haven't seen Blue yet.
You gotta turn your Teddy on to Bluey. It's a good show. You're going to love it, man. I swear, like, even there's certain episodes where you're like, oh, crap, like, I learned something today. You know, like, I was screwing up being a parent at this, you know, and focusing on this when really I should worry about like my kids playing. You know, it's a really good show.
Lessons
and I
all
feel
around.
Like, Teddy would really like it.
I'll have to view it first because if Teddy likes it, I'm sure you've learned this, Heather. As soon as your kids like something, it is on over and over.
Yes.
And over
Yes.
Yeah. There's only so many episodes too, and I think the creator actually just recently said that they're running out of content. So if he does like Bluey, be prepared that it's going to be just
repetitive,
nonstop. Oh yeah. Yeah, and they're not long episodes either.
No.
It's they're kind of short, but there's about 50 episodes per season, I think. Heather, I'm not really.
Yeah,
sure.
I don't know either how many prep, but no, Blue is great. I think Blue is up there now with like it's kind of like the SpongeBob of this time, super popular.
Well,
everyone's
the annoying laugh.
Well, yes,
and,
but everybody's watching it.
It's the
and parents
it's the
can
hit
watch
show.
It. Yeah.
Okay. Is there any relation to like Blue's Clues? Because that was a show when I was
it's a blue. I forget what the kind of dog, but they're like it's an Australian bred type dog. It's like a blue whatever
healer
dog, and that's why it's Blue.
There you go.
Yeah. Oh yeah, they're the healers. That's why. Ha, Bluey healer. Just realized that.
The show's been on in the background this whole time, and now you put it together.
I just realized. I thought that was their last name, but I guess that's the name of the dog.
Type of dog. Yeah.
Yeah, I would say Bluey's a top 10 show of all time.
Thanks, John. What?
Wow.
Bluey's a top 10 show of all time. On my personal list.
Top 10 children's show of all time?
No, show.
All time. So it's like
show.
The Wire, Breaking Bad, Bluey.
Yes.
Okay.
Wow. I'll have to
check it out.
Yeah. So John, you've been sleeping on it this whole time. Huh. Okay, Tex says, Daniel the Tiger is a ripoff of Mr. Rogers.
It is. Well, I didn't know it was a ripoff. I thought it, yes, the trolley is there. I thought it was like a spinoff or inspired by Mr. Rogers.
Mr. Rogers?
Yeah.
No, it's a spinoff. It's Fred Rogers production makes the show.
Oh, then that's fair game.
I wouldn't call it a ripoff. No. Yeah.
Just reinvented.
Yeah, it's, yes.
Greatest 2 seconds of radio was listening to Greg sing that song, It Needs to Be a Drop. Yes. And this one says, hey, John, do you want to come inside my clubhouse? Signed, Mickey.
I'm going to stay away from...
It's probably for the best.
...that one.
Guys, my son's girlfriend's 5-year-old son, that's a lot, watches Peppa Pig so much that he has an English accent now.
I've heard stories about this where kids are watching it and they're saying mum instead of mom. And I mean, I've never seen Peppa Pig.
Oh, Peppa, yeah. Well, yeah, Peppa.
I've heard of it.
Peppa is... It's a great show. Teddy loves it. It's on the verge of annoying because of the accent, but it entertains him and it is somewhat educational as well.
The fact that Jim admitted he's a SpongeBob kid explains everything.
It does. I kind of nodded at that one. I'm like, yeah, okay.
What's wrong with SpongeBob?
I get it now. Yeah.
It's like, SpongeBob. Everybody watch SpongeBob? That was your
age. My age.
No, not you.
No, you're older, but
not me.
Even I had teammates that were into SpongeBob.
You did?
Oh, yeah. And yeah.
Did they have
it always
children?
Raises a red flag. No. Well.
Wait, SpongeBob's a red flag?
Oh, yeah. It's a red flag.
For an adult to watch? Maybe.
Well,
but
sure.
But
yeah, if you were like in elementary school watching SpongeBob,
is that when you were watching it?
That was a jam.
No.
What's wrong with, wait, really?
Yeah. SpongeBob's a doofus.
Wow.
Okay, then. I'm not telling you he's the brightest.
All those creatures under the sea.
You got Sandy Cheeks, Patrick Starr.
Yeah, exactly. All
Squidward.
Yeah, in the doofus category.
All right, then. It's 97-1.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly
why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.